Trump hating No Kings organization plans concert on his 80th birthday. By Amy Furr on May 29, 2026. Leftists with the No Kings group are planning a concert event on President Donald Trump's 80th birthday, June 14, which the organization painted as reclaiming patriotism. As America approaches its 250th anniversary, we have a choice about what story we tell. We can let strongman politics and corruption define the moment. Or we can make the story of America about people coming together across race, background, identity, belief, and community to defend our rights and build a future rooted in people power. Its website read, adding, on June 14, we rise up, we sing out, and we keep organizing. The leftist group said it is planning a rise up, sing out concert event at the Town Hall in New York City. The gathering will feature Rufus Wainwright, Bette Midler, Patti Smith, Sasha Allen, Joy Reid, and Jane Fonda. In 2025, activists planned another anti-Trump demonstration on his birthday in Washington, D.C., and the Satanic Temple purposefully opened a telehealth abortion clinic in Maine on his birthday. The temple's abortion branch mockingly named the clinic the president's huge, most beautiful, tremendous satanic abortion clinic. The Democrat fundraising machine kicked into high gear before the No Kings protests in October, while Democrat donors and anti-Israel groups were reportedly funding the protests, according to Breitbart News. The outlet cited a Fox News investigation showing left-wing billionaire George Soros was allegedly funding some of the groups leading the No Kings events. No Kings bills itself as a grassroots expression of concerned Americans taking to the streets with one voice. But the Fox report makes a strong case this is an astroturf movement concocted by highly organized political entities with deep pockets, the Breitbart News article read. Although the No Kings website said activists have joined together in morally grounded, nonviolent direct actions, Breitbart News video producer Matthew Purdy was shoved and threatened earlier this year while covering a No Kings protest in Pennsylvania after he tried speaking with an elderly protester. A man told him, "I will fucking kill you." As he approaches his 80th birthday, President Trump said this week he checked out perfectly during his latest physical examination at Walter Reed Military Medical Center, according to Breitbart News.